This is the Ethanol Report. At a hearing held Wednesday by the House Agriculture Subcommittee on Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry on concerns of producers about feed availability, ethanol took much of the blame for tighter supplies and higher prices. There were no representatives from the corn or ethanol industries allowed to testify at the hearing, but Matt Hartwig with the Renewable Fuels Association says when it comes to looking at the availability of feed, lawmakers should recognize the fact that the ethanol industry will produce almost 40 million metric tons of livestock feed this year in the form of distillers' grains, and that's not really reflected in supply-demand statistics.
We really are about producing a low-carbon renewable fuel, a high-value, high-protein, nutrient-rich livestock feed. When a bushel of corn enters an ethanol plant, fully one-third of that bushel gets returned to the livestock feed market in the form of distillers' grains. This feed can be fed in reasonably high rations, up to half of the feed ration for dairy and beef cattle. It can be fed, 20 and 30% to poultry and swine and other livestock populations that can help them offset not only corn usage in feed, but perhaps more importantly, soybean meal, as distillers' grains are very high in protein, and so is soybean meal. So when you hear numbers about the amount of corn used in ethanol production, you need to make sure that that figure is a net number.
Hartwig says that ethanol has helped add value to corn, which should be a positive for all of agriculture.
Ethanol is a new market and has been a growing market for corn, and that's a good thing. I think many livestock producers who also produce grain, understand the dynamics and have been able to manage it. Many of the corporate livestock folks are complaining because they want to see the price of corn where it was 15 years ago, $2 a bushel, where the federal government was paying farmers billions and billions of dollars just to keep them afloat. Nobody in rural America should want that. We should want a marketplace for corn that gives farmers enough money to pay their bills, put their kids through school, all of those things that the rest of America wants. For farmers, making money is not a bad thing. This ought not be agriculture against agriculture. High corn prices affect ethanol producers as well. But we are looking at ways to become more efficient, to get more ethanol, more feed from that bushel of corn. Livestock producers are going to have to do the same thing. We certainly would like to work with them even more to figure out how we can incorporate even more distillers' grains into the feed rations for livestock.
As livestock producers have approached Congress about the feed availability issue and raised the food versus fuel flag again, Hartwig says they encourage lawmakers to look at more than just the price of corn when they're looking at the price of food.
Today, a pound of pork chops retails for around $3.50. In that pound of pork chop, there is roughly 30 cents worth of corn at today's corn price. That's less than 10% of the total price. So there are other factors after that pig leaves the farm that influence the prices that consumers pay at the retail level. It's time that we address those, things like high gasoline prices, high diesel prices, high energy prices, the labor and the manufacturing and the advertising. All of that helps bump up the price that consumers pay in the aisle far more than the price of corn.
Hartwig also notes that adverse weather conditions, market speculation, monetary policy, and global demand are all contributing to tighter grain supplies and higher prices worldwide. But the productivity of the American farmer is continuing to meet those demands for food, feed, and fuel. And that's the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.